Oh, listen to him now. This is Job. Again, this is a plaintive plea that he makes. But Job answered and said, this is chapter 6, "Oh, that my grief were throughly weighed, and my calamity laid in the balances together. For now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words are swallowed up." Job says, "I can't even tell you how terrible my grief is. I can't explain to you this awful thing that has happened to me." Now you can see this man has not helped him at all. Just to tell him you got some secret sin, and thing for you to do, boy, is to confess, get right. And that, my friend, is not always the thing to say. May I inject this here? I see this today, and I'm sure it's done by those who mean well. I see it on bumper stickers. Christ is the answer. Now, may I say to you, He is the answer. But what's the question? Now, if the question is, what must I do to be saved? Then Christ is the answer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, if the question is, I'm going down to the market today, and I wonder what kind of meat I ought to have. Should I have ground round, or should I have maybe chicken? What should I have? I don't think he's got the answer for that one. My feeling is that when you say Christ is the answer, let's make sure that we know what the question is first. And that is the thing that Job is trying to get through to us now. He says, my grief is such that I want an answer. My grief needs an answer. And just to come along and say Christ is the answer, you haven't given me the handle yet. You haven't told me. You need to recognize what my question is. And this man hasn't been able to fathom. Eliphaz, he missed the point altogether. Now, he said a lot of nice things, good things. And it's sort of like they said of President Coolidge. He didn't say very much, but what he said was generally worth listening to. He went to church one day, came home, and his wife, who'd been ill, didn't go. And she said to him, "Did you hear a good sermon today?" He said, "Yes." "What did the preacher preach on?" He said, "Sin." "Well, what did he say?" "Well, he was against it." My friend, may I say to you that we need, frankly, a little better answer than that. Job needs more than what's been given to him.